In the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, thousands of international grade school students are hoping to come back to the U.S. to finish their studies. But, as WBUR's Kerry Young reports this morning, the pandemic has added new challenges for their schools and for families.
Just like the rest of the country, a lot of international high school students are anxiously waiting for answers about next school year.
I think that's been the hardest part, like not knowing when school will be back in session, like physically.
Vicky Cohab is a rising senior at the Cambridge School of Weston. She's back with her mom in Guatemala right now, but she misses her friends, and she's really hoping to spend senior year with them in person. But of course, it's not so simple.
For me as a mom, it's super hard to take the decision if she should go back to school or not.
For Vicky's mom, Beverly, healthcare is a top concern.
Honestly, I think I'd rather have her there than here. Living in a third world country, I feel calmer if she's in a place like the U.S.
Physically getting students here has been the most challenging to plan. There aren't many international flights coming to the U.S. right now. In Guatemala, for example, routine commercial flights have been suspended, which is why many private schools are preparing online courses and orientations. Nancy Boyle with the Cape Cod Academy explains student travel plans are really in flux.
Some kids are planning on returning right away as soon as they can in August and September. Others are wondering if they can get back and if they're going to be able to get back for, say, Thanksgiving.
And if they do come back to school, they'll have to follow public health guidance and quarantine for 14 days. Boyle says several faculty and administrators have volunteered to house the school's 20 international students while they do that, before sending them to host families.
It really literally is a whole bunch of people working together to handle each situation individually.
And there are big questions looming about the student visas that allow these kids to travel here in the first place. New students might have a hard time getting into a U.S. embassy, for example, to apply for a visa. Myra McGovern with the National Association of Independent Schools explains.
With embassies closed down, they haven't been able to schedule those interviews. Many of the embassies have been closed down for many months, so there's a backlog of interviews that need to be conducted even when they do open.
Recent shifts in federal policy have added to the confusion. Earlier this month, it looked like international students wouldn't be able to stay in the country if their courses went online. But the Trump administration backed away from that policy last week.
The rapidly changing policies that don't seem to have good rationale behind them could make studying in the United States less appealing for international students. And we know that numerous other countries are working hard to recruit the students.
McGovern is worried that the flip-flopping could have done lasting damage to the reputation of private schools in this country, which currently draws in about 30,000 students every year. Local educators say that's weighing heavily on their minds, too. Po-Wei Wang is the international student advisor with the Cambridge School of Weston.
I personally really worry about what kind of image and what kind of message we're sending to our international population. And are we creating a welcoming environment for international students?
International students make up about 20% of his school's student body. Wang says if any of those students couldn't enroll, it would have a big impact. So far, though, it appears steady. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.